Finding parking in the East Vancouver neighborhood surrounding the PNE during summer is practically a Vancouver rite of passage. On big event days like the Cup, some residents will rent out their driveways to people circling the block looking for parking. Those looking to avoid shelling out bucks to a parking meter, or grandma with a cardboard sign, will usually take transit or use a car share and can park the vehicle in a permitted residential street spot. But that practice is causing tension with the locals. Residents of the neighborhood pay the City of Vancouver annually for the right to park on the street in front of their houses but are claiming that during peak times the spots are taken up by EVOs, belonging to the city's most popular carshare service. One local at a loss for what to do reached out to VIA and called the situation a nightmare for us. These people parked cars in the street parking zone without paying the annual parking fee and they went to the PNE, they allege in a message sent via Facebook. We don't have space to park our cars and the city is asking us, again to renew, our annual street parking permit. Can car share vehicle drivers park in residential permit zones? The City of Vancouver's parking management staff says they're aware of the issue. We often receive feedback when Playland and the PNE are operating, a spokesperson tells VIA. If the issue is related to a car share, we relay it immediately to the appropriate company, EVO, Moto, as needed. EVO confirms that they've heard from the city but says they haven't received any direct complaints from residents recently. Usually the vehicles are booked and moved out quickly, says a spokesperson for EVO in an emailed statement. If not, our team monitors and will move them out, especially when things get busy in the area. EVO says that it is continuing to work with the city to explore ways to minimize the impact for residents, especially during busy times, but the cars are legally allowed to park in residential permitted street spots. We do pay for residential permits from the City of Vancouver for EVOs to be parked around there, says the spokesperson. The city parking management says that during the PNE they set up designated zones for EVO parking and work with EVO to encourage their members to park in these zones rather than in residential areas, but the cars are allowed to park on streets restricted to residents.